This morning, we get a sample of all of the events that make up the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, including a local brand that has international popularity. It's Puckerbutt, and we have a brand ambassador joining us from this great place. It's called, her name is Heather Peters. And good morning to you, Heather.
Welcome,
good
Heather.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Heather, if folks are not familiar with the Puckerbutt story, kind of give us the elevator speech of what this is.
You got it. Okay, so Puckerbutt is the baby and brainchild of Mr. Smoking Ed Curry. He actually started this in his kitchen in his backyard. We are world famous for our world's hottest peppers, which first we got the Guinness World Record for our Carolina Reaper. And now we own the Guinness World Record for Pepper X, which is totally insane. So the Carolina Reaper is 1.641 million. You look at a jalapeno, it's 5,000 Scoville heat units. So it's like a huge difference. And Pepper X is 2.69 million. So it's even hotter. Yes. And so it's a super cool story. Ed is just the best boss and the coolest person ever. And he's a mad scientist, really, with spicy and peppers. So,
Heather, when you're working with these peppers,
yes,
and they're so hot, I imagine you dress like in a hazmat
like a beekeeper
suit.
Yeah.
Do you have to take precautions and wash your hands and do other things so you don't get this hotness on you?
You absolutely do. So essentially, you definitely want to wash your hands before and after you handle anything. We always wear gloves and we are suited up, especially in our manufacturing facility. We are in full gear and we also wear a respirator, and it's really bad when we're processing pepper mash. So that's what's used to make our hot sauce. And it is in the air like a fine mist of mace. Mm. So you definitely have to gear up.
Do you have folks that work with you all that do not like hot things that still thrive in that environment?
We do. We actually have a few employees that actually don't prefer spicy. So during like taste tests and things like that, they're not too happy, but
they're on one end of the spectrum. Like, yeah. Where's the mild
side?
Yeah,
so we're like, you're going to try our mild, maybe. No, don't go directly for the super hot.
And then Heather, how did you become involved with Puckerbutt?
Oh man, it's a crazy story. My husband and I have a YouTube channel called Heat 101. And everybody knows Ed. We have a spicy channel. So it's like we do a contest, competitions, who can eat the spiciest, the fastest. And Ed is the man, the myth, the legend. So we met him and loved him. He actually asked us in about 2019, 2020, he asked my husband and I if we'd wanted to come work for him and move down here. So we said, absolutely. And it's really a dream come true because it's like our hobby, our little YouTube channel, has turned into a full-blown career.
Now, where was home before you said you came down here? So
we did. So home was just outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
So,
well, we're excited that you've landed here in Fort Mill, home of the South Carolina Strawberry Festival.
Love it.
Now, let our audience know how you all are part of this festival. What will you all be offering?
So Ed has been doing the Strawberry Festival. Puckerbutt has been doing the Strawberry Festival since the beginning. And we are doing a wing contest. And it's going to be very fun. Maybe not for the competitors. But so what we are offering, we're using a sauce called Peyton's Hot Strawberry, which is super special to us because we partner with Springs Farm and use their strawberries to make our hot sauce. So that's going to be all over some wings. You're going to have 10 wings. And basically, it's going to come down to like a speed eating contest. So you got to eat them as quickly as you possibly can. The wings are sponsored by Voodoo Wings, which is a local company. And then you have to show that you've eaten everything by opening your mouth and raising your hand, and then we'll see who the winner is.
So it's not so much about the heat in this contest. It's about the speed of eating a hot wing.
Correct. Okay. It is about the speed, and we really want to showcase our beautiful strawberry sauce because this is the Strawberry Festival.
And so anyone can enter this wing eating contest?
They can. There's going to be a waiver. So our wing contest, the registration is from 5 to 5:45 p.m., and then the actual contest itself is at 6 p.m. tonight.
Okay. So you need to get here early. Don't eat anything for the rest of the day. Prep and you're going to be good to go. So to Ashley's point, it is a little spicy, but
it is
more of being able to handle the spice and the speed at the same time.
Correct.
And before the microphones turned on, Heather, you were saying that typically women do a better job in eating spicy food or a food eating contest. And why is that?
So I'm all about the girl power, first and foremost. I just got to say that. Women have a higher threshold for pain. So they tend to be able to build their tolerance faster and have a higher tolerance for heat.
So we're just weak?
I mean, not necessarily, but...
That's not what she's saying.
I am.
And you know, maybe the aftermath of it all, too, because it's not just the eating in the middle of the experience, but it's the experience afterwards.
Correct. So here's a great example, right? So what happens when women get sick or get a cold?
You go about your day. Going.
Right. What happens when a man gets a cold?
I can't move.
Okay. They think they're dying. They're on the couch.
So the same concept kind of applies, maybe.
I'm really trying to stand up for the guys, but I agree with you. I agree. Well, listen, Heather, what a great brand ambassador for Pucker Butt. They're a big part of our community here in Fort Mill and a huge supporter of the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. They're doing the wing eating contest tonight. Heather, once again, give us all the details, what people need to do.
Okay, so the wing contest tonight is at Walter Elisha Park. Registration is from 5 p.m. to 5:45. It closes, and then the actual contest itself is at 6 p.m.
And you're doing it here on stage.
We are doing it actually over in the tent with the MC. It's over near the Kid Zone area.
Okay.
Perfect.
So that's where it is, and definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. You know, try it. See if you could do it. Don't be scared. It will be a lot of fun, and it will be, again, showcasing one of our great strawberry sauces.
And you'll also be able to get that here at the festival, I'm assuming, as well.
You will be able to get it, along with our Pepper X sauces and our Reaper sauces. We've got heat levels for everyone.
Fantastic. Heather Peters, once again, brand ambassador for Pucker Butt.